Get Familiar, Smash Time Radio, we're back. Lloyd is here. The Ink is here.
This is the best, by far the best radio show in the world, man.
Thank you very much. So let's ask you a couple of questions, man, so people can get to know the real person, not just the artist.
The real person?
Let's ask some questions that will put you in situations that can reveal what type of guy you really are.
Okay.
We're going to do that. So what type of hobbies do you have? What do you do when you're not writing hit records? Do you have any hobbies that are kind of like, damn, dude, that's kind of weird. Like, what? Damn, dude, he does that?
Buying shoes, man. I got a big shoe
That's not
problem.
Weird, dude.
That's not weird?
No, like, weird is like when you, like, just buy a gang of porn and got to sneak downstairs and watch it. And so no.
What
one...
about tattoos?
That's not weird, but let's talk about tattoos.
I got a lot of those, yo. That's a big hobby.
What else you got on your body for tats? Thing is ink, right? I'm supposed to say ink.
I got this guardian angel on my arm. He's got a mohawk.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a guitar slung over his shoulder. He's got a few tattoos himself. And he's holding out a rose to his lady angel.
So what
she's
does that
playing,
mean?
She's playing the harp, music notes.
What does that mean?
What does it mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought. Most tattoos people don't know what they mean. It's just cool, man. It's just cool.
It's just cool. No.
Wait, do you have any like Asian words on your body?
No. Chicken fried rice.
Because we were talking about that last show. People get like Asian words on their body and don't even really know what it means. And I was saying, yo, Asian people don't get like American words written on their body. Like, this is great. Like, it's cool.
You're crazy, man.
So let's talk about the album, man. Let's talk about what you're really here to talk about.
Oh, man, you want to talk about gas bubbles, man.
Man, it happens in life. It's just life.
Well, my album is a big gas bubble that's waiting to explode.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Damn, your album stinks, dude.